Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm and Humboldt head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Humboldt boys basketball team opened the 2024-25 season with a 77-73 loss to Manson Northwest Webster on Thursday. I caught up with Thurm after the loss to discuss the first game of the season.
The outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be, but I felt like there were a lot of good things that happened tonight. Looking back, we went down to Carroll last weekend and scrimmaged after two practices, and the improvement that we made from Saturday to tonight was crazy. We looked so much better. We played a tough game. Kids came out. They battled their tails off with it. And, man, we had a nice lead there. I think we ran out of gas down the stretch. We had that, I think we had a double-digit lead, and we kind of went cold from that point on. I don't know if it was 4 minutes left in the quarter or what it was, but we just couldn't get a bucket to fall at the end. And give Manson credit, man. Those guys are good. They got a couple guys that can really fill it up. They hit some tough shots. We got to go out. We got to play, see where we're at, you know, from a competitive standpoint with it. And a lot of good things, but we still got a lot of work to do, too.
Towards the end of the game, where you went cold, was it kids just going cold?
I felt like we had great looks all night long, and they didn't fall. You know, I'm sure part of it was legs. Man, that was the game was up and down. We did some pressing in the first half with it. I'm sure legs had something to do with it, and just sometimes it's one of those things. But I felt like we were getting good shots. We were getting to the rim. We had some good looks from three, and they just had a couple rattle out, and one of those things with it. But give us a week, give us 2 weeks with it, and I think we'll be a lot better than what we were tonight.
What was that message in the locker room to the group after their night one performance here?
Just, keep the heads up. We're just getting started with this. We've got got a lot of inexperienced kids down there right now at the varsity level, and it's a faster-paced game. And we'll adjust, we'll adapt to it, and we'll get used to it. It's just you come with a good attitude tomorrow. You can't feel sorry for yourself. We got an opportunity to get a couple more practices in, and we got a great team coming to town on Tuesday night, Spirit Lake. But nobody's going to feel sorry for us. So you just we had a lot of good things tonight. Love the defensive effort, getting on the floor. We're fighting for loose balls with it, and if we continue to do that, we'll get better. This is a little bit different defense that we put in this year, and we're still making some adjustments for that, and we'll get better with that each night out. We're looking to try to get up and press a little bit full court. We were able to turn them over a little bit tonight, and that was a positive with it. And, it just keep getting better, better and better. We got a great group of kids they're going to continue to grind, continue to work, and, we'll just continue to improve with it.
Ellie Carlson with a good performance here, 25 points. What did you see from the senior?
Yeah, Ellie did a nice job. You can see the confidence there, him stepping up, taking shots, that's what Elliot does. He's able to put the ball through the hoop with it. We got to get some more guys in double figures with it. But it's a case where, like I said, we were getting good looks with it, and just got to be able to slow the game down a little, slow it down a heartbeat and relax a little bit on that offensive end, and it'll happen. We got other guys that are going to be able to fill it up, put it in too. So we'll get there with it. It's still early.
And you have some size this year. You see Parker Slater off the bench here with a couple of nice plays here tonight. What did you see from him?
Yeah, Parker's looked really good early on. He's come in with a lot of confidence. You can just see that from football. And he had a great fall, and we're seeing that confidence now, and he's able to stick his nose in there. One thing with Parker is he's going to be physical, he had a couple of nice putbacks in there tonight for us, and we just got to be able to keep him on the floor too, and not picking up those fouls. But he's going to keep getting better too. He's one of those kids that very limited varsity experience, but he'll get better and better.
Jason Jackson Flaherty, a lot of speed out there. What are you seeing from that duo?
Yeah, they've got their quickness is unmatched, and we're trying to utilize that. That's one of the reasons why we're trying to get out and go full court and try to speed teams up that way. And they're still getting into that mindset too. Like we've talked to them, and we feel like they could be defensive stoppers and just complete thorns in opponent's sides with that. And we want them to embrace that role too, because we feel like they could create a lot of havoc out there. We have some pieces, but it's still early. We're trying to put this group together, and they haven't really played that much together in the past with it. So it'll happen, and it'll come. you know, we want it to happen right away, but you got to look big picture and try to be as patient as possible with that.
Coach, thoughts on the matchup coming up on Tuesday against Spirit Lake?
Yeah, they're good. They'll be one of the more athletic teams that we face all year. So, you know, we're going to have to come out ready to go. And we're not going to back down from anybody. We're going to go out. We got two practices where we can get in and just continue to try to build our legs and get into basketball condition and get confidence in the shots. So, you know, we'll be better on Tuesday than we were tonight. And you got to be ready to go. But you got to embrace these matchups because they're only going to make you better. So we'll go in and we'll compete like crazy with it and focus on the process with all that.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking some time to join us here after the season opener against this Manson Northwest Webster team. I want to wish you best of luck for Tuesday night.
Thank you, Matt.
The 2024-25 season for Humboldt Boys Wrestling began on Friday as the Wildcats took first place in the 2024 Joe Fitch Invitational. I caught up with Beeman to discuss the tournament and the season.
A lot of contributions from every single weight class. Man, if you're ever going to win tournaments, win duels, I mean, every single weight class. I mean, a lot of people like to categorize wrestling as an individual sport, and it's not. You know, everybody counts and everybody makes a difference, and that was, even though I felt a little bit of disappointment with our final round, I don't know, it's probably been a long time since we've scored that many points in this tournament, so that shows that there was a lot of contribution all the way through from, well, all 14 weight classes, including some of our backups that stepped in there and took points away from other teams.
Even with the performance in the championship round, to have that many guys having a chance for a championship, what's it meant, I guess, to see that in night one?
You know, it's promising, man. It just shows how talented of a team that we do have. You know, these guys are, and that's the exciting thing, is that these guys are just going to keep getting better. No, but it was a really, really solid performance for a first time out.
And having the quick turnaround, what's been the message to the group, you know, trying to make weight quickly after a lot of the guys coming over from football?
That's probably what was the hardest thing, was managing weight and trying to get everybody spread out for the first outing. Because with that short turnaround, you know, that, I mean, it is what it is. We definitely did not want those kids concerned about that during football season and their, you know, state championship run. And so it's a trade-off, and, you know, it's not going to define, you know, who we are. Like today's performance, you know, we talked to the kids about, you know, maybe some of them didn't get a finish, you know, where they would have liked to have, or maybe they didn't get what they wanted today, or, you know, maybe they just didn't feel good about, you know, this or that, or maybe they just didn't feel good in general. Today's not going to define the rest of our season or them as individuals, and, you know, where we progress from here on out will.
And what's been the message this season to this group here in 2024-2025?
You know, we've got a lot of opportunities in front of us. Nothing will ever be given to us. This is a group that has great leadership. You know, they're excited to come to practice and work, and they like competing and entertaining. And I don't know if there's, you know, a message for me per se, but, you know, it's a group that really cares about one another, and, you know, they're excited about the sport of wrestling.
And to have the depth that this team does, I mean, what's it speak to just the wrestling program in Humboldt here? I mean, we know year in and year out, just to see the program itself with the type of depth we see and the amount of freshmen that were making impacts tonight.
Yeah, no, that's fun. A couple of those guys really took some lumps tonight, but, you know, they don't complain about it. They're excited. They got to wrestle varsity, you know, varsity competition today and get some varsity matches under their belt. And so I like that attitude, and our middle school program and our wrestling club are really responsible for, you know, generating those bigger numbers in high school, because it is a sport that's super tough, that it's really hard to sell kids on. We seem to keep having good numbers. Our whole community is doing something right.
You got conference coming up. Of course, the big duel with Algona next week. Just the thoughts about the conference season and then facing off against the Bulldogs.
You know, it's going to be a tough conference race this year, and I don't know that we're going to make the duel any bigger than it really is, because our I mean, our kids are going to compete the same as they would if, you know, if it was anybody else. So we're not going to make a bigger deal of it than it is, other than, you know, we're going to go and compete the best that we can. And if we come out with a W, we'll be okay with that.
And then, Coach, next weekend, Iowa State coming to town too. Is the program kind of fired up to see the Cyclones back here against a good North Dakota State program?
Yeah, it's, I mean, this has been something that we've done now for 4 years. And I know that our wrestling program looks forward to it. The community looks forward to it. I know Coach Dresser and the Cyclones look forward to it. Talking to David Carr last year, this was their favorite duel of the year to come to and compete in. And so, you know, that's pretty cool that we can provide that experience here and that we get to experience that. So, no, we're definitely looking forward to it.
And, Coach, any final thoughts from tonight?
Just, we're excited to get the season, you know, actually underway and get a competition under our belt. And sky's the limit for this team.
Well, appreciate it, Coach. Congratulations on the first place finish here at the Joe Fitch Invitational. And best of luck next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.